at Wat Pa Pong, we set up a system of nursing Ajahn Chah, and so that there was always four monks and a novice looking after him in the daytime, four monks and a novice looking after him at night, and most days there would be a nurse, a male nurse from the local government hospital, who was the Ajahn Chah became very quickly became he was already a patient of the Queen's, so he got. There was a team coming out from the hospital every single day to check on Ajahn Chah and to provide any medicines and treatment that were needed. And then, of course, the Mechis at Wat Pa Pong took over the looking after all the kind of the food and diet and whatnot, so that everybody was involved in his care, and also very quickly, people came forward and helped to build a hospital kuti for him, and we used that all the way through up until he passed away, but then. And every 2 weeks, they would change the shifts of people. Anybody had the opportunity to come from the branch monasteries and volunteer to help look after Ajahn Chah, and there'd be a lineup really, and it kept. They always had one very experienced monk as kind of like the head nurse attendant or head attendant, another monk who would be quite experienced, and then it could have two who were not experienced and could help out and plug in and learn how to look after Ajahn Chah, so that there was this constant rota for taking care of Ajahn Chah, and of course the branch monasteries. Sometimes the senior monks would be there. Yes, most often it was more junior monks, but say Ajahn Yanarato, you did many of shifts looking after Ajahn Chah. Just one. I am surprised. there was always, and his care was, there was a lot of attention put on his care, so that he was bedridden for 10 years, basically, 9-10 years that he was bedridden, and he never had a bed sore. Just that level of attention was really quite exceptional. So it really helped to draw the Sangha together, and so the people really rose to the occasion, and I think that really helped to cement the because Ajahn Chah's legacy is Sangha, is community, and so that was a that period of time of looking after him was quite a natural time to start to see. That's because the question, how did the Sangha manage to find a way to organize a new leadership? It was an organic process of people you find, you realize different monks step up and different leaders start to manifest, and a certain confidence kind of grows, and others will shrink back. Some it was just too intimidating to look after Ajahn Chah, or just didn't put the effort in to do it. So the different people rose to the occasion, other people fell away. So it was quite a natural time for leadership to grow and communication to start to develop in the Sangha. So of course there were a whole variety of challenges, but it was because of the real need to look after Ajahn Chah, then there wasn't a whole lot of confusion. Certainly some conflicts, but personally, people were always willing to set aside their personal conflict to look after Ajahn Chah and look after Wat Pa Pong. So that doing that for 8, 9, 10 years,